Welcome to the PHP Serverless Profiles Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my fourth episode of my PHP Serverless Profiles. Frank in PHP, working through frustration. Today is Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. PHP Serverless Profiles is my PHP passion podcast about serverless platforms and technologies. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom from Toronto. I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan, Luke Galea. I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP serverless project. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessprofiles.com episode 4. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. I am continuing chronically my journey into PHP serverless with this podcast show. I started chronically my journey into PHP serverless with my commentary podcast, The Bob Bloom Show. And then I started this podcast. At first, I thought the amount of commentary precluded my moving my journey to this show. However, it turned out that I was doing too much profiling of serverless tech on my commentary podcast and doing nothing with this show. So hence the change. I'm continuing my journey into the FrankenPHP application server in this show. FrankenPHP has turned into a journey unto itself, and a frustrating one at that. No doubt that the Franken in FrankenPHP refers to Victor Frankenstein, the scientist in the book Frankenstein, who stitches together body parts from cadavers and from other nefarious sources, then infuses his corpus with life. From a process not wholly described, the monster given life then torments its creator. FrankenPHP is built on top of the Caddy server, and both are written in Go. And diving into all of this whilst trying to make heads or tails of it all and having immense difficulty doing it, I'm getting the impression that what it's really about is learning Go. So far, each rabbit hole seems to lead to Go. In the back of my mind, I've been thinking, if I have a scenario where I have to send out a lot of emails, then why not just write a little Go program and send them out? Stick this little Go program somewhere and then just have my main PHP program offload the stuff to the little Go program. You know, use Go routines, bang out those emails, bam, 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 bam. In the meantime, I can just stick with my ancient Nginx and skip all this newfangled PHP modernity. Because deep down, as I somewhat sort of understand the low-level complexities, that all this is just a way of circumventing PHP internals limitations. I think this because I have it in my head, I have it stuck in my head that Ken Thompson was involved with Go's initial design and creation. And if Ken Thompson was frustrated with C when he joined Google, and if Ken Thompson worked on a new language whose purpose was in part to deal with those frustrations with C, then it's no stretch to me to conclude that I'm here struggling today learning a PHP server written in Go is for the same reasons Ken Thompson was frustrated with the language that he had a hand in bringing to fruition, which is C. I had no idea who Ken Thompson was before my journey into FrankenPHP. I had so much trouble understanding what I was reading about FrankenPHP, Caddy, Go. I was flailing for context. So I went back, way back to Bell Labs, the history of Unix, the history of C, the history of Go, which was an immense help to me, but I think is superfluous to the podcast. Too much info, not enough relevance. But for this episode, I've been wondering, maybe not completely irrelevant. Because every time I look into something, I end up in some low-level shit, which gets me musing on the frustrations of C that became deliverables in Go. PHP is written in C. PHP first started in 1994, this being PHP's 30th anniversary. Now, Ken Thompson joined Google in 2007. He and Rob Park, as the folklore has it, talked of C's frustrations from pretty much the moment Ken Thompson walked into his office on his first day of work. That was the start of a two-year-ish effort to develop a fresh new language suitable for Google's internal needs called Go, which included an intense pressure to harness Google's immense and ever-growing computing power, which included an intense need to accommodate thousands of internal software developers, which included a searing frustration to do quick compilations. At this point in my journey, it sure seems to me that what is really happening is that ultimately Go is being used to compensate for PHP internals limitations. Limitations that come from being written in C, and limitations that come from the way PHP internals are designed. You know, that's how I understand it. That's my mental model. I'm sure reality differs, but this is where I'm at in my journey right now. That this journey is an imperative, and my overall journey into PHP serverless is both grotesque and profound. That's something that purports to server abstraction, but has me staring at Linux processes and threads, I think is grotesque. Yet, efficiencies that yield tremendous scale do fall under the purview of serverless, even when those efficiencies come from direct interactions with Linux processes and threads, which is profound. Me, I'm a simple PHP guy. PHP is an interpreted language. I don't compile. I literally do not know what compiling is, which I went over in my two episodes ago in my Bob Bloom show. PHP is a high-level language, which I've always loved. No memory management in the code, no designated code blocks or methods. It's requiring some special runtime handling. I confess, I don't even understand what PHP FPM really does, despite looking into it many, many times, and even looking at the C source code in the PHP repo. But did it really ever matter to me? Things aren't so simple now. Now somehow I have to concern myself with this other programming language just to understand PHP server software. This episode was supposed to be about Frank and PHP's workers. On the Frank and PHP homepage, in a section labeled Worker Mode, it says that Frank and PHP relies on Go's iconic feature, Go Routines, which I went into a couple of episodes ago in my Bob Bloom show. I assume that the implication is that workers use Go routines. However, ChatGPT insists that this is not so. The workers do not use Go routines. And I was going to get in, see what Gemini had to say about it, and then do some source code diving. But it was at this point that I came across Caleb Porzio's rant about Frank and PHP's documentation. I listened to Caleb's November 8th episode of his Notes on Work podcast. This episode is about writing documentation in the age of AI. For all the videos and podcasts about AI, I've not really come across many that talk about documentation. You know, I used to design docs for people and search rankings. Now, kind of have to write them for the machines to read and not necessarily humans. I was surprised when he went into a rant about Frank and PHP's documentation, and to be quite candid about it, I was absolutely delighted. I have Caleb's written permission to play the first 2 minutes and 5 seconds of his podcast episode verbatim here. So this is Caleb Porzio's first couple of minutes of his Notes on Work podcast, November 8th, 2025 episode.
All right, let's talk about writing documentation in the age of the artificial intelligence. So what's prompting me to record this is I've been writing docs all week and a half now. It's my least favorite part of the job, for sure. But it's really, really important. And it separates the, the chicks from the chickens, if you will, as far as like a project goes. So here's an example. So I have like a list of fun technologies I want to mess with, and FrankenPHP is on that list. So I just like sat down and was like, let's get a Laravel app hosted with FrankenPHP locally. And I had the hardest time, which is crazy because it's such a simple tool. But the documentation is so broken and so sparse and infuriates me. And no matter how hard I try to think of FrankenPHP as a thing that is like, before I started reading the docs, it was sort of in my head as like a really good tool built by really smart folks, the Symfony folks. It's getting more widely and widely adopted. It comes with a lot out of the box. It's the future of PHP in my head. Then I actually go to use it, and the experience of the docs now leaves me with a feeling that I don't trust it, and I don't want to put my eggs in that basket, to stick with the chicken metaphors. It's just sloppy and whatever. I'm probably being too hard on it, but no, there are literally things that are A, wrong in it, and B, just missing from it, and literally an entire page, I forget which page, visited, and there's no copyable code examples at all. It's like two paragraphs and that's it. It's like, this is so half-assed. So it really left a bad taste in my mouth. So anyway, that's an example of bad documentation.
If this is Caleb's experience, well, I don't feel so bad about my frustrations. And I think more importantly, that if you're frustrated as well, join the club. And then let's go through this together to understand it. I thought I achieved a level of knowledge where I would easily understand workers. In short, I thought this episode would be easy to research and easier to write the draft. Ha ha ha, wrong. Looks like workers is its own rabbit hole. I'm going to go down that rabbit hole in my next episode. Thank you for listening to my fourth episode of my PHP Serverless Profiles. FrankenPHP working through frustration.
You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.